From lengthening mascara to smoky eyes, complete your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, it's a difficult time for the restaurant industry. It's difficult to keep restaurants afloat in the current climate. But does that mean that the menus are all a little bit too similar? Restaurant critic Cathy McGuinness is with me on the line today. Cathy, do you feel, is there a little bit of a sameness feeling to a lot of the restaurants?
Yeah, I think there is. And it's completely understandable from the restaurant's point of view at the moment. But for, you know, for the customer, it means that there are a lot of menus that are interchangeable, really, and that makes for a less interesting experience.
So what's on the menus?
Well, I'm sure you'll have noticed yourself that you can be pretty much guaranteed that there'll be some burrata, there'll be some croquettes, there'll be some anchovies, there'll be some, you know, whatever. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things, and you can make great dishes with them. But it's kind, you know, everybody likes them, so that's why they're on the menus. Mm. Because, you know, at a tough time for restaurants, they really can't. You know, it's very hard for them to justify experimenting with something that, you know, people may not order and they're going to be left with.
And I would have thought that they were at the, you know, the more the upper end of the items or the dishes that you might see in a menu. I was actually thinking that I'm yet to probably go to a restaurant or even just somewhere for lunch of late that isn't a chicken Caesar salad, a burger, fish and chips, some sort of fish, you know, fish of the day, chicken wing. Like, you could nearly write the menu before you go in.
You could nearly write the menu. And I suppose, you know, I suppose you kind of accept that at a certain level of restaurant and so on. But it's also happened, I think it's happened at a higher level, not at the very fine dining level, but at the, you know, places that you're spending, I don't know, 50, 60 quid ahead for dinner, you know, before you order wine or whatever, and you're still getting the same dishes repeated.
Now, maybe some people will say, what's wrong with that? Like, give the punters what they want.
There's nothing wrong with it, but and that's the reason those dishes are there, because people ordered them. It just means that it's not very interesting going to a restaurant, and or, you know, if a restaurant hasn't got some dishes on that you're not going to find somewhere else, well, why would you go there?
Connor Spacey is the culinary director of Food Space and author of Wasted. Do you agree with Cathy, Connor? Is there just too much of a similar vibe now among most restaurants?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really, it's kind of from a chef's point of view or and an eater's point of view, it's very sad to see, especially when you're, you know, you're in a city centre and you're looking for something different and something really interesting. And a lot of the places is the same menus. But as Cathy said, I understand there's a lot going on in the background as to why it's leading that way. And from a chef's point of view and talking to a lot of restaurants and hotel chains and so on, a lot of it, there's a skill shortage which plays a major part in it. And that leads to very safe menus and dishes that don't require, and I don't mean this in a bad way, a lot of skill set, let's say, because it's down to the ingredient itself and you're literally just presenting it in a certain way on a plate. And that's because of a skill shortage. But also, you have these bigger groups and bigger, let's say, chains and hotel groups and so on that can afford to be city centre-wise, where smaller, more independent restaurants can't. And they have these procurement systems in place whereby there's not a lot of detail going into the quality. It's about quantity and price-driven to how they buy their ingredients, which again leads to this very, very similar and safe ingredients.
But sure, I would have thought that the more items, the more dishes you have, Connor, in the menu, sure, the pricier it is for you guys, like for the chef and the restaurant owner.
Not necessarily, and it depends. What you're doing. And I say we don't, get me wrong, we have fantastic independent restaurants. You know, I'm not just talking about Dublin, like right across the country, that work within seasons, work locally, and have a great skill set in the kitchen. But they're becoming less and less out there, less and less surviving. And what's happening is the bigger groups are there. But if you're a like I see it across a lot of hotel chains, whereby, don't forget, food is an add-on. The revenue is actually in their bedrooms and so on. And food is there because they have to have it. So it doesn't get a lot of care and attention that you would expect it to have. And then it's a standard, as Cathy said, it's a standard menu. as you said, you could nearly write before you go in. You know what you're going to have before you even read the menu, because you know, and that it's becoming the same standard throughout.
So you probably find, though, Cathy, in your work capacity, like as a restaurant critic, your job is to go around and sample all of the different places that open or maybe launch a new seasonal menu. But you're noticing that, are you? Is that mainly happening in Dublin, where there's just too much of the same products in offer?
It's across the country. It's not just in Dublin at all. And I know from one restaurant I went to recently, a new independent restaurant in Dublin called Comet, which is a great new addition to Dublin dining. There was a sweetbread dish on the menu, which I ordered because I love sweetbreads. And they, you know, it was great to see it on the menu. And they said, to be honest, not many people are ordering this because it's too, you know, it's out of people's comfort zone or whatever. So, you know, and they can't, you know, I suppose they're thinking about, am I going to keep this on the menu because nobody's going to order it? Am I going to end up with sweetbreads that I can't use? What, you know.
Yeah, you'd wonder though, Conor, do we want the bizarre items that are on the menu? I remember being in Spain last year or 2 years ago, and there was mackerel ice cream as a starter.
Hmm. Yeah, that's kind of pushing it a bit, I would think.
Do you know, I tried it, and it was lovely.
I'm sure it was, and yeah, I'd be open for trying it, but I think you're in the minority there. I get that, you're right. It's not for everybody. And because there's such a little profit or margin in food, that it's easier for business to play it safe. And as you said, here's the top 10 bestsellers. So if we know where they're on the menu, we know the cost of them and how to get them onto the plate, we're kind of protecting our margin. And that's what's happening more and more. And there are adventurous people, but it's not for every day. You know what I mean? Like if you're eating out once or twice a week, be it for business or be it, you know, on the weekends, whatever, you tend to get into that routine of playing it safe.
Yeah, it's probably not even just the lunch options as well. As I mentioned, the chicken Caesar salad is one you must be on every menu in Dublin. Katie McGuinness, restaurant critic, also Conor Spacey, who's the culinary director of Food Space and author of Wasted. Thanks a million to you both for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the viral liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.